commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The case of Connie McAllister sounds strange, sensational, and sad. It's also surprisingly simple. Let's assume that her story is true, even though it sounds like there are missing pieces. In 2004, as a 16-year-old girl, she went to a party with her 22-year-old boyfriend. She claims that she was drugged and woke up in Mexico, taken out of the country without her knowledge and against her will. She did not mention those facts when she first made contact with Wausau police in September. She does claim that her boyfriend abused her. While in Mexico, she left him, took up with another man, who was also abusive. She changed her name so that her attackers wouldn't be able to find her. She has since been married, has had three children, and was found by a missionary working in a farm field. She was generally in poor health. And in the last decade, her case has largely been forgotten here. Now she would like to return to the U.S. It is strange that she had disappeared for so long and hadn't tried to return to America sooner. The explanation may be that reaching out for help may not be so easy for someone who's in poverty and appears to be dependent on the men in their lives. The simple part of this case is bringing Connie McAllister home. She is a U.S. citizen. As an American, her children are U.S. citizens as well, even if they were born in another country. If she wants to come back and live in Wisconsin, she has every right. Trinity Lutheran Church in Athens has started a fundraising campaign to bring her back. She will need money for travel expenses and will need assistance in restarting her life here. I'm hopeful that the larger community will show compassion and will donate generously. This is also a test case for the U.S. government. Will our government come to the aid of a helpless citizen in trouble, or will Connie McAllister's case get bogged down in red tape? She certainly has no passport, no papers, her kids are probably undocumented. It's unclear if there would even be a custody fight. We don't know if she can easily get to an American consulate or to the border, or how her travel arrangements might be made. It could take a long time for these issues to be sorted out. I hope that doesn't happen. Our big American bureaucracy needs to be compassionate. I hope our senators, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, or Congressman Sean Duffy will take up Connie McAllister's case. We have bent the rules for others before. Hip-hop singers mysteriously get to vacation in Cuba. We decide not to enforce deportation rules against illegals who are caught in our country. We look the other way when foreign students' visas expire, even when some of them turn out to be the Boston Marathon bombers. So why not Connie McAllister? She's an American citizen in dire straits in Mexico. If it's her wish, she should be on her way back to the United States, and it should happen right away.